everyone. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you all so much for your continued support of this podcast. Go ahead and subscribe if you have not already. You can also follow Single Plus on Instagram, the blog, mysingleplus.com. And for today's episode, I was really thinking, pondering, really praying about what to share, because there's been a lot of transition in my own life, and there are things that I'm still seeking God about, things I'm still asking Him for in terms of clarity. So this episode may not be that long, but I just want you all to know that whatever it is that you are waiting for, which I may title this Long Faith, because that has kind of been the theme for me recently. And I'll just share with you all something that I do. I think for a lot of us, if we're not careful, when things get really stressful or things get really intense, we all have that one thing that we run to, right? For some of us, we may run to, you know, social media, and we drown ourselves in social media. We may drown ourselves in music. Some of us try to look for peace with other people. So God has been challenging me about the things that I run to when things get too intense, or I'm feeling the strain, or maybe stress, you know, things like that. Because life's still going to happen, you all. Life is still going to happen. But I think what we choose to do despite those things happening shows us what we're made of. And in the past, I would run to things that weren't healthy for me. And as God has matured me and really has challenged me, I now find myself, on top of praying and, of course, going to the Word of God, God also leads me to listen to sermons. So when I tell you I can go on a sermon binge, I go on a sermon binge. Like, I can have sermons playing in the background as I'm working, as I'm doing emails, as I'm preparing content for my business, even as I'm organizing something for my writing, I will listen to sermons. Now, I am on the side of not listening to everybody, because not everybody is biblically sound. But when you're in the Word of God for yourself, when you listen to a sermon, your spirit should bear witness with that person's spirit, and you'll be able to say, like, okay, yes, I see that in the Bible. Yes, God is confirming this to me, versus like, okay, this doesn't feel right. This feels icky, you know, false prophecy and all this other stuff. So be mindful of who you're listening to. But in my case, my spirit has definitely been bearing witness with these sermons that I have been listening to. And one of my favorite go-to pastors is Pastor Darius Daniels. So I've been on a binge with him. Like, there's a whole playlist of his sermons, like over 100 of them. And I've just been going through them recently just to keep my spirit man built up, because whatever you focus on magnifies. So instead of focusing on what's not happening in your life, I encourage you to just shift your focus to what is going right in your life. And first and foremost, remembering who God is. But there's one particular sermon, I can't remember the title because, again, I've listened to so many recently. And it may be called, Are We There Yet? It may be called, I Didn't Know We Were Going This Way. Or it may be called, That Took Longer Than I Thought. So whichever three sermons you want to look up, all three of them are good. Are We There Yet? I Didn't Know We Were Going This Way. And then That Took Longer Than I Thought. So it may be That Took Longer Than I Thought. But he was talking about long faith. And I've never heard it said like that before, because we're told to have faith as Christians, right? Believe God, you know, trust God, don't doubt. But we're not always given the timeline, because we know that there are some things in our life where it takes longer than others. And for a lot of you, especially as we talk about singleness and dating here on Single Plus, a lot of you have been waiting for your dream spouse. Some of you have gone through traumatic breakups. Some of you have gone through divorce. And some of you have gone through losing your spouse. I know Christian singles who, you know, just lost their spouse to death, whether it was in an accident, whether it was to an illness. And now they're single again. And like, wait a minute, I had the spouse of my dreams. I had the love of my life that I was, you know, married to, but now, unfortunately, they've passed away, and I've been single for so many years. Not only did I had to grieve the loss of my spouse, but now learning how to live without them, and while trying to move forward, keeping my eyes open to see, okay, God, can you bless me with that time for a relationship again? So I don't know what that's like. I've been in the seasons and in the scenarios of going through breakups, so I've never been divorced, so I don't know what that's like, so I would never tell you how to feel with that. I've never lost a spouse, so I would never disrespect and say, you know, this is how you should be feeling. So I can identify with the people that have gone through breakups where you've been treated unfairly, you were cheated on, maybe they told you one thing, but their actions didn't line up. But I know that feeling of like, okay, God, this is taking longer than I thought. And I don't think that this has an age, because some people can hear this and they say, well, you know, keep living, I'm past 40, or keep living, I'm past 50. But I see that spiritual maturity has nothing to do with age. It really doesn't. And the Bible tells us too, do not let anyone despise your youth. So if you're young and you think that you've been waiting for a long time, I'm sure there are those that mean well when they say that who may be older than you. Because yes, they have been through some more things, but that doesn't discount your story with God. So don't let anybody despise your youth. You can still be an example to the believers, as Paul says, in word, in conversation, in your faith, and in purity. So if you're 25 and you're getting weary, or if you're 30 and you're getting weary, mid-30s and you're getting weary, early 20s and you're getting weary, we all experience it in life one way or another, regardless if you're younger or if you're older. But this concept of long faith really resonated with me. So how do we endure? How do we stay the course when it's taking longer? How do we stay focused when we've been believing God for something for so long and we don't see the evidence of it? It's no different than when you're planting in your garden, right? For those of you that like to garden. I personally, that's not my gifting, but my younger sister has taken to it, and she'll get outside and she's planted roses. She's planted, I think it was like a mosquito plant that she planted. Now, of course, you know, as she learns, you know, some plants unfortunately have died, but the ones that have stood the course have been the rose bushes. And they have weathered the winters, they have weathered through the heat, and she takes care of them as best as she can as she learns how to do it. But they didn't grow right away, to my point. When she first planted them, she may have saw like a little stub come out the ground with the root, but that was it for a while. But she kept watering it, she kept using fertilizer. And I went out with her, you know, a few times to see, because I was curious, but she was the one that was really in there. And I'm like, wow. And that comes to mind when I think of this concept of long faith. You may feel like nothing is happening, but maybe you're still in seed form. Maybe you're still in seed form. And there's another series that I've been blessed by, Pastor Jerry Flowers. He had a series called Planted, and he did have the image on the screen where you see a seed in the ground and it looks like nothing is happening. But over the course of the video playing in the background as he was preaching, you started to see the roots were getting deeper, and then you started to see the plant sprout above the ground. So a lot of us think nothing's happening. A lot of us think, you know, just to make it practical with singleness and dating, no one is asking me out, or no one is paying attention to me. No one is giving me the time of day. No one's been in my DMs, or no one's checking out my dating profile, or everybody else in my family is getting married. Everybody else in my family is getting into relationships. Everybody else in my family is having babies and they're living their life while I'm over here alone. I don't know what that looks like for you, but maybe your roots are just getting deeper. What if you're still in seed form? And as I've shared before, and I'll say it again, God never gives anything to us prematurely. And when he gave that image to me of a woman being in pregnancy, a woman should not be having a baby in the first trimester. You may know someone that has gone through that where the baby came early. Maybe there was a miscarriage. I don't know. My heart goes out to those that have suffered through that. But we know that a baby needs to carry full term, most of the time. You know, sometimes babies do come early and medicine has advanced to where doctors are able to take care of them over those last couple of months. And then they are able to go home with their parents. But I have witnessed before someone at our former church where she had the baby, I think maybe, I don't know if it was 4 months or 5 months. And the baby was in intensive care for a long time because she went into labor so early. Now, thank God she survived, and she may be 8 or 9, if not 10 years old. So God can definitely, definitely intervene. But some things do better when they come to full term. And I know that I have fallen into that trap of wanting things when I want it. It's just human nature, you all. It's human nature. We want things when we want them. Our selfish tendencies, they surface. We're in a human body. We're in a human body, and we live in a world that tells us to put yourself first. Think of yourself. Get yours. You do you. I do me. You know, I'm on my grind. I'm getting my hustle on. I'm doing what it is I got to do. And I'm not saying that God doesn't want us to work hard. I'm not saying that God doesn't want us to steward what he's given us. But when it bleeds over into this selfish mentality that I should have what I want when I want it, that's where it becomes dangerous. And I definitely have had to ask God to forgive me. Like, God, forgive me for the times where, you know, I thought I knew better. Forgive me for the times where I tried to make things happen on my own. Forgive me, God, for being selfish. Forgive me, God, for thinking of myself. And sometimes it can be a fine line, because when we read the verse, love your neighbor as yourself, we're like, okay, well, I'm supposed to love myself, right? Absolutely. But it shouldn't be, again, from a narcissistic, selfish, you know, it's all about me type of a thing. I really believe that verse is saying, as you love yourself, you should treat your neighbor. But if you have a poor relationship with yourself, you talk down to yourself, you think poorly of yourself, you don't see the value in what God has put in you, in yourself, of course you won't see it in other people. But when you have a healthy view of how God sees you, when you have a healthy view of how he made you, how he had literally, how he has literally put his breath inside of us, where he's the one that sustains us, when we remember what he did for us on the cross. In Sunday school at my church, we're reading in Matthew, and we're approaching the crucifixion of Jesus, which during this time of year, we all remember the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. That's why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And as we were reading through the verses, we see the agony of Jesus when he takes his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he tells them to wait. But then he takes Peter, James, and John with him. And to the three of them, he expresses his deep sorrow, his deep grief, like, my soul is overwhelmed. And when we think about everything that he did for us, that should make us grateful. That should, you know, change our perspectives. Like, you know what, God, I don't know why you have me in this season of waiting. I don't know why it feels like it's taking so long. I don't know why it feels like, you know, everything is happening around me and I can't control it, or, you know, things just feel out of whack to me. But if you can have long faith, God, however long, help me to remember, no matter what, that I still am going to win. I think we forget that. And there was and I think there was another sermon that I listened to by Pastor Darius Daniels that resonate with that particular statement there. I think it's called This Changes Nothing. Meaning, no matter how long it takes, no matter what the enemy throws at me, no matter what I go through, no matter if there's loss involved, no matter if there's pain involved, no matter what, this changes nothing, because whatever God has for me, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. It doesn't matter, again, how long it takes. I may have been praying about it for 10 years. I may have been praying about it for 15 years, 20 years. I may have started praying about it as a child. If it's in my destiny, if it's part of my purpose, it will come to me. Can there be delays? Absolutely. Can the enemy run interference? Absolutely. Can we cause our own delays because of poor choices and we try to get ahead of God? Absolutely. But that does not change the purpose. Perfect example is Abraham and Sarah. We know the story. Isaac was the promised child. They decided to go ahead and speed things up, and they had Ishmael using Hagar as a surrogate. And yes, God did bless Ishmael, but he was not the promise. Isaac was. So if it's in purpose, it's still going to happen. So I encourage you today to keep believing God. That was something I kept repeating yesterday in service during the praise and worship and the singing. It just kept repeating over and over. I just kept saying, I believe you, God. I believe you, God. I believe you, God. It doesn't matter what I see. It doesn't matter what I feel. I believe you, God. I believe you, God. I believe you, God. If that's something that you have to tell yourself, keep saying it out loud until it resonates with you. Like, I believe God. He can't lie. He won't go back on his word. All things work together for good. You are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. He knows you by name. He knows the number of hairs on your head. And it may seem irrational to think like that, like, but everything is going wrong or nothing's working for me. I know how irrational it feels. I know how irrational it sounds. But I still believe God. Not because of what my parents said, even though I'm glad that they raised me and they taught myself and my sisters how to have a relationship with Jesus. I can't rely on my parents' faith. It can be a starting place, but I have to develop my own. I'm grateful for the mentors that have spoken into me over the years. I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for family. But there are days where it's just me and God. And I have to say, regardless of what I see, regardless of what I feel, I believe God. I believe God. So whatever his word says, that's it. That's it. So I hope and pray that that resonates with you. I hope and pray that it encourages you. And more than anything, that you don't give up on God. We are definitely in the last days. We don't know when Jesus will return. And the last thing we need is for us as Christians, as the body of Christ, to start cowering out. There have been people that have walked away from the faith over the years. They have given in to what the world says. They have just crossed so many boundaries and given in to things of perversion. And you're like, wait a minute, like, weren't you a Christian? Like, wait a minute, weren't you just preaching? Wait a minute, like, what do you mean you're renouncing? I don't know what drives people to that point, but I know one factor can be the fact that I've been trusting God for so long and I feel like nothing good is going right in my life. I feel like nothing good is going right. So all I know is to stay in his word. All I know is to stay in his presence. That's where you find refreshment. If you want to be refreshed, if you want to feel rejuvenated, if you want to feel just like you're getting an energy boost, I encourage you to just get in his presence. Usher in worship, whether you're singing to yourself or you're playing music in the background, get into his presence and ask him to refresh you. Ask him to refresh you because you will win. You will win. As his children, we win. The war has already been won because of what Jesus did on the cross. But that doesn't mean that there aren't battles in between. And we may take some hits in the battles. We may take some wounds in the battles. But the war is still already been won because of Jesus. So, Father, thank you for those that are listening right now. Father, thank you that even though things may take longer than what we may realize, I pray that we would just shift our focus today, realizing, Lord, that everything works together for our good, God. And that's hard to say when there's pain involved. That's hard to say where there's disappointment involved. That's hard to say, God, when it feels like nothing is just going right. But your word says, come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, Father, give us rest right now. For those that are feeling weary, for those that are feeling discouraged, for those that are feeling like there's no point anymore. I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to give up. Renew our strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle and soar. Father, give us our second wind to keep running. I pray that we don't hit that wall that really isn't there, but that we would keep running until we finish the race, until we fulfill our assignment, until we fulfill the purpose that you've called us to do here in this earth. And I pray, Father, for the men and the women, Father, that are listening, who are continuing to run this race in singleness, and they want to please you. It's different if we didn't want to please you, God, and we just wanted to live any kind of way. But Father, I believe that a lot of us want to please you. We want to live like kingdom citizens in the earth where we are shining the light, Father, in this dark world. But Father, it can get tiring. It can feel sometimes, Lord, that, you know, doing things your way doesn't pan out. But that's a lie from the pit of hell. It may take longer than what we may want it to, but serving you is never in vain. Living for Jesus is never in vain. Living for you, God, is never a lost cause. So I pray, Father, you help us to remember that we will win. So Father, help our faith to hold out a little longer. May we press into you more than ever. May we allow you to grow us up. You are the vine, we are the branches, God. And I thank you, God, that you don't throw us away because we don't show results right away, but that you keep pruning us and you keep maturing us, God, and you keep allowing life, Father, to be part of the growing process so that we can continue to make sure that our roots are deep, that we're not being swayed back and forth and we're not being taken out so easy by the enemy. Father, you need us to be strong in the spirit. With what we have to do, Father, with what we have to face every day, we need to be strong in our spirit. And I thank you, God, that you don't throw us away, but that you are steady, that you are constant, and you are someone that we can rely on. And Father, I pray for those that are experiencing resentment. Maybe they're feeling apathetic. Maybe they're feeling jaded. Father, I pray that you would pluck out those seeds that are being planted for bitterness and resentment and anger, and that you would replace it with joy. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Thank you all so much. Again, I pray that you were encouraged. Subscribe if you have not already. Follow the blog, mysingleplus.com, and you can also follow on Instagram @mysingleplus. So stay safe out there. God bless you all. I will talk to you all next time. Have a good one. Bye.